for next year.
It's amazing. Can you believe it? We're going to have the Super Bowl here in less than a year, and now we've got the Stanley Cup finals are here. It's probably going to be a while before the World Series is here, if ever, even with the A's.
You know, everybody says, I'm getting sick and tired of people saying they're a lousy organization. Mm-hmm. They've been around for 1,000 years.
Yep.
I date back with them back to the days of Charlie O. Finley in Kansas City, where I was growing up. But I'm just telling you, teams get good real fast.
No, you're right. I mean,
in baseball.
Those early 70s teams, they beat up on my Reds. They beat my Cincinnati Reds in 70 and in 72. And those are the Charlie Finley A's that you are talking about. They had Reggie Jackson. They had Sal Bando. Vita Blue, who just passed away recently. Those were some good teams. But you're right. Teams can turn it around really fast, especially in this era.
And I'll give you an example from, like, the very, recent past, and that is Tampa Bay.
True.
I mean, they still play before 6 and 8 and 10,000, but the fact is the team's a lot better.
That's true. Well, but remember the Florida Marlins, before they became the Miami Marlins, remember they went to the World Series in one, and then they let all their players go, and they went back down again. Do you remember that?
Yep.
So, yeah, it's about talent. It's about luck. We remember the movie about the A's, and of course, the way that went.
And by the way, how many people out there, and maybe we'll take some calls a little bit later on in the show. We got Wayne Allen Root coming up at the bottom of the hour. And how many of you 6 years ago said, you know, I think this expansion team can end up, exploding out of the blocks, and maybe we'll send a team to the finals, you know, or the conference finals four of the 6 years?
Nobody would
have guessed that in 1,000 years.
Well, and especially those fans in Buffalo and some of the older franchises.
Detroit. Yeah.
And these are established NHL teams, and they're living with envy at what we have here in Las Vegas.
They don't even make the playoffs, much less get to the conference finals, or, God forbid, they get to the Stanley Cup final. That's what we're doing here, and that's why all this talk about, well, it's a bad organization. I'm sorry, but I don't buy that.
Well, and that's why Jack Eichel has to be happy that he spent 6 years there in Buffalo and never went to the playoffs, and now he's all the way in the Stanley Cup Finals. So, it takes a roster, but Bill Foley, he really put it together, and that was his goal. He says, we want a winning organization, and we want to win the Stanley Cup in 6 years. We want a cup in six. Well, this is season number six, and we're right on the cusp right now.
That is incredible. Kevin McCarthy has a job that is unenviable. It is the job of convincing a divided Congress on the merits of the deal that he struck with Joe Biden. I don't know much about it. I guarantee you I'm not losing any sleep whatsoever over this. But this was Kevin McCarthy. In fact, let's go to cut four. Kind of the short strokes of the debt ceiling bill. Everybody has something bad to say about it, except Kevin McCarthy. He's got a lot of good things to say about it. Here it is.
We finally were able to cut spending. We're the first Congress to vote for cutting spending year over year. So you cut that back, you fully fund the veterans, you fully fund defense, but you take that non-defense spending all the way back lower than 22 levels. Now you get work requirements for TANF and SNAP, where the Democrats said that was a red line. Now you're able to reform NEPA. How frustrating we are with, it's been 40 years since you could streamline it. To build a road in America takes you 7 years of review. We now limit that where it's focused, where you can only review it for 1 to 2 years. We're going to get America working again. We get the process working again, where We always have these omnibuses at the end of the year. We now penalize Congress if they don't get their jobs done. There is so much in this that's positive, and measure it to all the other debt ceilings. When Republicans had the presidency, the Senate, and the House, did they ever cut spending? No, they increased it. We were able to do this when the president said he wasn't even going to talk to us. This is really a step in the right direction. It puts us a trajectory that's different. We put a statutory cap on only spending 1% for the next 6 years. So we let government grow, but at a slower rate.
I think it's reasonable. Again, I don't buy a June 1st deal. The deadline of being June 1st or June 5th, it doesn't matter to me at all. But yet, you know, Democrats and Republicans. Hey, by the way, this is bipartisan, baby. This is bipartisan. But it's being talked about, and maybe it's just because it's a slow news cycle. Everybody seems to be talking about it. We're talking about it some, not a lot. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a quick check of the traffic cams, and we do see a little bit of sluggishness there, if I can get it out, on the Southern Beltway 215 eastbound, beginning around Valley Verde. Other than that, it doesn't look too bad. Of course, you're going to tap the brakes as you work your way through that Dropicana construction zone. Both sides of that, Interstate 15 north, beginning around Hacienda, and 15 southbound around Spring Mountain. We're seeing some bunching through there. Got a few crashes to look out for. Sunset at Gillespie, Cheyenne at Las Vegas Boulevard, Owens at Las Vegas Boulevard, and you'll tap the brakes there. U.S. 95 southbound at Valley View.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
Got it to Carls, and he's tied up. Barbashev helps out. Barbashev to the right for Smith. Put it in front. Shot! Score! Carlson! Power play goal! It rattled in front. William Carlson finally found it at the left side of the crease.
Golden Knights Radio 6-0 the win over Dallas in Game 6 of the NHL Western Conference Final. The Knights are headed back to the Stanley Cup Final for the second time in their history. They'll take on the Florida Panthers. Game 1 is this Saturday at home. Game 2 Monday night before they head to South Florida for Game 3 on Thursday. Aiden Hill made 23 saves for his second career playoff shutout. William Carlson scored a pair of goals and added an assist. It'll be Miami and Denver in the NBA Final. The Heat beat the Celtics 103-84 in Game 7 last night.
This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your invitation to summer has arrived with 50% off everything for a limited time through Memorial Day weekend at Banana Republic Factory. Think breezy dresses, linen suiting, and more polished sun-ready styles only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
A driver who isn't wearing their seatbelt may get a ticket. A driver who isn't wearing their seatbelt during a crash may not make it home. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love it when he comes on. Not just because he's a friend of mine, but because he is so damn smart. He is Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. You hear him every afternoon, 3 to 6. And the author of a great new book, the Boycott book, The Great Conservative Companies to Buy From and Invest In. And he joins. How is the book doing, by the way?
Well, it's been nothing but number one for 8 weeks, but we thought, here's how cool we are here. And I say we because it's Nikki Ballew is my co-author, and he's a great guy, and he's very nimble, very quick, moves fast, and we both put our heads together and said, let's already put out a second edition. Let's change the book, even though it's number one, because we've been telling people that you got to punish the bad guys, and we got two companies on our list that turned out to go from good guys to bad guys. And that is Fox News. I no longer believe in them. I no longer want to tell anybody to support them. I want to tell everyone to defund them. And Anheuser-Busch, who used to give all their money to conservative causes, and that's why we included them in the book. And now we started a new second edition, which is available right now at Amazon and fine bookstores, Kevin. And we threw out Fox News. We threw out Anheuser-Busch. We punished them. I'm a man of my word. When I say you got to punish the woke companies, that includes the ones that used to be good. And if they make a mistake, you have to punish them or they're never going to learn. So we threw them both out. We deleted them from the book. And we added seven new companies that people have been sending us all kinds of fan mail saying, great book. We love your book. But you left this company out. You left that company out. These are great guys. You should have them in there. And I kept saying, well, I'll put them in the next edition of the book. I figured a year from now. But we went ahead and did it with, only 6 weeks out. Now it comes out. It's 8 weeks the book's been out. We have the new edition out. As of Friday, the new edition's been out. So it's the second edition. And Donald Trump endorsed my book. So we put his quote on the front and back cover. So the new second edition's out with Donald Trump's endorsement, with seven new companies, and wiping away forever Fox News and Anheuser-Busch. That's how you quickly punish the bad guys.
Wayne, do you think, though, that these corporate boards that are advocating for these policies, do you think they're going to learn their lesson?
Well, it's obvious they won't. It's obvious. No matter how many billions they lose, I think it's $19 billion now Target has lost. I'm sorry, Budweiser has lost, which is Anheuser-Busch. $19 billion in a couple of months, and then Target, $10 billion in 10 days. And it's only getting worse. Bud sales are cratering like crazy. I just saw something. Someone just sent it to me, right before you called, and I think it was their sales were down 30% last week. The week before, they were down 26%, and the week before that, 20. I mean, they're going to go to zero. There's going to be no sales of Bud Light anymore. They're giving away, six packs, or is it 12 packs? I think they're giving away 12 packs for, $3.20. They're just giving them away. You can drink cans of beer for just a few cents because they can't get rid of them. So this is really working, and yet corporate America keeps digging the hole deeper. Since I talked about all this, you'd think they'd all learned from Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch, and instead Target, committed all kinds of terrible things, CVS, Kohl's.
Kohl's now?
The Dodgers, the L.A. Dodgers, Calvin Klein, Adidas. Here's a whole list off the top of my head of really bad decisions by bad corporations that are woke and liberal. And I don't know, Kevin, I'm about to write this column. What is it that's causing this? And I'm going to think of all the reasons. Could it be because all the CEOs are Ivy League educated, they're all woke liberals, maybe half of them are gay? I have no idea. They just don't think like us, the normal salt-of-the-earth, church-going people of America? Could it be because they're bribed? Could it be because, you know, there's the deep state is out there and the D.C. swamp's out there, and they want to destroy our society, and they're telling these guys, take a chance and do the right thing and do the woke thing, and we will reward you. If you lose $19 billion, we'll find a way to get you $19 billion. Could it be because they've been told by the deep state that this country is going to be destroyed the next year, and you're going to be on top or you're going to be on the bottom? You better be with us. Take the hit now. It's okay, because a year from now, all these people, will be, you know, the Wayne Roots of the world are going to be serfs, slaves, and in prison, and we'll make you the stars of the world. I don't know what they're telling them, but somehow they're all willing to commit suicide. These people are committing suicide with their companies and their brands, and it doesn't make sense, Kevin. I can't figure out what they're being told. Maybe it's just because they all live in New York and L.A. and San Francisco and Chicago and Boston, and they're in these liberal centers of elite people who think so differently than you and me and all our listeners and all our fans, and they just honestly don't understand what's going on. They actually think the whole world is transgender. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of. You're pissing on the 60 to 80% of your majority of customers who spend all their money, all the money on your products, and you're rewarding the 1/8 of 1/8 of 1% of mixed up dysfunctional losers. It doesn't make sense why anyone would want to commit suicide like that.
My question is, how long will it take for this to trickle down to the people that have 401ks, that have stock portfolios? They've got Anheuser-Busch, they've got Target, they've got Kohl's, they've got all these different things in their portfolio.
Yeah.
And I guess my question is, when are they going to have an uprising and put these people in their place?
Well, here's the problem, okay, when it comes to portfolios. We are the silent majority. We are the middle class of America, and we can affect major change by stopping buying their products. We really can make a big difference. But I don't know whether or not we can make a big difference with their stocks in the long run, because, you know, for the most part, I keep reading stories that years and years ago, Kevin, like in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, individual investors made up most of stock buying in America. Now almost no one does it, even including your IRA and your 401k and your SEP IRA. We're still a tiny percentage of stock sales. It's all about institutional investors like BlackRock. And so, you know, all of us together could cost them $19 billion like we have with Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light. But yet there's $1 trillion on the line with BlackRock. I think they've managed $3 trillion, actually. So they can really drown us out when they want to. So they may have an ability to prevent stocks from going under, but they don't have an ability to buy all the product. If no one wants to buy Bud Light anymore, then guess what? No one's going to buy Bud Light anymore. So that's where we make the big difference. But I do think that every one of us should, in fact, we really should, sell those stocks in our retirement portfolio. That we should do. And I think we can do that. I just don't know how much of a difference that will make. I know we can affect the sales.
More coming up from Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, and the Buycott book, Great Conservative Companies to Buy From and Invest In. We'll talk more about that. Also, the debt ceiling bill. Is Wayne Allen Root losing any sleep over the debt ceiling? I don't think he is. We'll find out coming up in a minute on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Did you know that you could score free products and exclusive offers every Tuesday at Terrible's? That's because I haven't told you yet. Whether you're on the go or sitting at home, it's easy. Just download the Terrible Social House app, get notified every Tuesday, and redeem that week's awesome deal in-store. On Tuesdays, think Terribles. It's Terrible Tuesday! Yeah! It's Terrible Tuesday! Download the Terrible Social House app or visit Terribles.com for details.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship. Taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
He's a best-selling author. He is a friend of mine. By the way, the Great Patriot Boycott book, the great conservative companies to buy from and invest in, it is number one. It is best-seller material, and he joins us as he does every week. You losing any sleep over this whole debt ceiling thing? I could care less.
Well, no, I wouldn't say I could care less. I mean, I'm not surprised by it. I think we're always going to get sold out by Kevin McCarthy. He's just a sellout. And so, you know, it kind of reminds me of everything rhinos do. Every time a Democrat's elected, for any reason, doesn't matter what the issue is, Democrats win everything. They win all the marbles. If there's 10 marbles, when they win, they take all 10, and they pass everything they want, and they destroy us. And then when a rhino wins, we don't lose. You don't lose 10 marbles. We just don't gain the 10 marbles back. We just break even. And then the next Democrat wins, they take another 10 marbles. So all we ever do is break even under Republicans and lose everything we got under Democrats. That's literally what happens to us. And that's what's happening with McCarthy. He's not screwing us as in it's the worst deal I've ever seen. If Democrats were in charge of the House, they would take all the marbles and they would just, you know, bloat the budget and increase spending to infinity and destroy us all. But with McCarthy in, they're not able to do that, so he holds them kind of even, but he never gains. We never gain on them. You know, it's like running a race, or let's take a hockey game, like the wonderful Vegas Golden Knights. Can you imagine trying to win the Stanley Cup if every time, you know, we got down six goals, then you put the best team in, you know, the best three guys in, and we break even for a whole quarter, and then you're still down six, and then you lose another six in the third period, and you lose by, you know, by 12-0. You've got to get some goals back if you ever want to win a game. And Kevin McCarthy isn't getting us any goals back. He's just claiming the best I could do is this deal, and it breaks us even, and it's not going to be as big a spending as usual, and I'm holding the line on the budget. It's not enough. We need to cut trillions. And this is never going to happen with Kevin McCarthy. And we should have, no matter what, he should have held fast that we eliminate all 87,000 IRS agents, new agents, and all funding for the IRS. That new funding of $80 billion should have been cut to zero. And instead, he calls it a win because he cut it from like $87 billion to $86 billion. It's a joke. There's going to be 1,000 less agents. Instead of 87,000 new agents to destroy our lives, there's only going to be 86,000 agents to destroy our lives. And we call that a win? So am I losing sleep over it? No. Is it horrible, a lousy negotiation as usual? Yes. Have they sold us out again with a bad deal? Yes. And the IRS thing is the one that gets me in the craw. If nothing else, he should have raised the debt limit in return for getting rid of all funding, all new funding, and all 87,000 agents for the IRS.
Does he keep his job?
You know, that's not up for me to say. I have no idea. I'm assuming yes. I'm assuming that most of the people representing the Republican Party are rhinos in Congress. They'll probably vote for the debt limit. There'll be a handful that doesn't. And they'll get in line soon, too, because as soon as, you know, same thing always happens. As soon as we actually threaten that we want a good deal instead of a bad deal, then the entire American media gets together and says, the country will crash. The economy will crash. The whole world will sell their bonds. America's doomed. That's the Republican Party's fault. And at that point, everybody gets scared, and all the Republicans that were saying they would vote no suddenly get convinced to vote yes, or they're told, you will be personally responsible for crashing the U.S. economy. You know what they forget to mention to them? The U.S. economy is going to crash anyway. It's just a matter of time, because Democrats have run up the bill, and rhinos have never stopped them, and our country's bankrupt, and we're going to crash. We might as well get it out of the way right now. And if you really held firm at the last minute, in my opinion, Democrats would give in, because they don't want to be responsible for the economy crashing. So they would give in. But Republicans don't have the balls to hold firm.
I want to ask you about Joe Lombardo, the new governor, his first term, his first legislative session. How has he done so far?
I have an incomplete grade. I have no idea yet. It all matters when the term is over, how many bills pass that favor Democrats, and whether he vetoes them, and do any bills by Republicans pass? My answer is no. There won't be one that Lombardo wants that will pass. That's not his fault. They're a totally Democrat legislature. But, you know, will he threaten the veto pen enough that almost nothing bad passes? And if something bad does pass, there will be a few that no doubt are bad and pass, will he veto them and stop them? And that will depend, that will be the reason I grade him, you know, whatever I grade him, whether it's an A or a B or a C. You know, so far, so good. He's been pretty strong. He's strong about guns. He's pretty strong about the, you know, voter fraud. He wants his bill to get a hearing. But I just don't see the toughness. I don't see why we don't threaten them. You know, he keeps saying, if you give my bill a hearing, then I'll allow your bill to go through. No, it should be if you pass my bill. I don't want a hearing. I want the bill to pass. If you won't pass it, then I'm not passing your budget. Simple as that. That's the way, that's the strong way to negotiate and argue. I don't hear that happening. But, you know, I'll give him a B so far. So far, so good. He's been a good guy in most issues, and I'm waiting to see how many vetoes. He could still become an A and be my hero. We shall see.
One bill to look at is AB 423. It would allow, believe it or not, biological men to play women's sports.
Yeah, well, you'd assume he's going to veto it. That one's a no-brainer.
So.
I mean, this is kind of like, you know, Target. You know, like a bunch of rich executives making $1 million a year at Target, and they got mansions, and they own stock, and, you know, someone goes in front of them and says, I got the greatest idea in the world. I want you to sell shirts that praise Satan. And then Target's executives look at each other and go, great idea, let's do it. Can you imagine being that stupid? So, I mean, if our governor can't figure out that he's got to veto transgender men playing in women's sports, he's going to veto it. Lombardo will absolutely veto it, and then he'll be my hero. If he doesn't veto it, then I'm going to tell you he's a horrible governor. It's that simple. So, and we can't allow ourselves to become California, you know, to become California-cated. This is one of those laws that's such a no-brainer. I mean, here's what I would say to Joe Lombardo, who I like. I would say, whatever you do, always think about Ron DeSantis. Remember, I'm a Trump guy, but DeSantis is the best governor in America, and he's done great things in Florida. Whatever you do, do it the DeSantis way. What would Ron DeSantis do? He'd veto any bill that promotes